Welcome back to the deep dive. Ever feel like you're constantly like chasing the clock?
Oh, tell me about it.
Today we're going to really explore how to find calm in our crazy busy world.
I like it.
We've got a detailed script on mindfulness meditation and relaxation techniques, but we're going to pull out the truly insightful stuff for you.
Yes, exactly. And it's not just about, feeling less stressed.
Right.
Though that's a great perk. This deep dive is about equipping you with practical tools to reclaim your inner peace.
Love it.
And the best part is it's not about escaping reality. It's about engaging with it in a whole new way.
Okay, I'm intrigued. The script kicks off by acknowledging something we all know. Modern life can feel totally overwhelming. It's like we're bombarded with to-do lists, notifications, and expectations 24/7.
Yeah, it never ends.
But here's where it gets really interesting. The script links this constant busyness to a real rise in stress burnout and even anxiety.
It's not just in our heads. There's a genuine physiological and psychological impact.
I can believe that.
Think about it. When we're constantly on edge, our bodies are flooded with stress hormones.
Right.
That fight or flight response is great if you're facing a saber-toothed tiger.
Uh-huh. Right.
But not so much when you're just trying to answer emails.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
So how do we break free from this cycle of stress? The script offers a solution. Mindfulness.
I hope it hurts.
Now, I know we've all heard of mindfulness, but the script goes deeper than just being in the present. It's about recognizing that by focusing on the now, we break free from the worry and regret that fuels so much of our stress.
Exactly. And what I appreciate is how the script highlights that mindfulness doesn't require any special equipment or hours of training.
Thank goodness.
You can literally practice it anywhere, anytime, even in the most mundane situations.
Like being stuck in traffic. You're telling me there's a mindful way to deal with that? I'm all ears.
Think about it this way. Instead of fuming about the delay, what if you use that time to tune into your senses? Notice the feeling of the steering wheel in your hands, the sounds around you, even the gentle rise and fall of your breath.
Yeah.
It's not about pretending the traffic isn't there, but about choosing how you respond to it.
Okay, I see. That's a game changer. The script even includes a short mindfulness check-in we can do right now to experience this firsthand. Are you ready to dive in?
Absolutely. Let's guide our listener through it.
All right, so if you're somewhere safe to do so gently, close your eyes. If not, just soften your gaze.
Okay.
Now take a nice deep breath in through your nose, hold it for just a moment, and exhale slowly through your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Just let your body relax a little with each breath.
Now bring your awareness to your body.
Yeah.
Notice any sensations you're feeling, maybe tension, maybe relaxation. There's no right or wrong here. Just observe whatever is present without judgment.
Now let's shift your focus to your breath. Feel the air moving in and out, the gentle rise and fall of your chest. No need to change your breathing. Simply observe it as it is.
It's perfectly natural for your mind to wander if you notice thoughts popping up. Just acknowledge them and gently guide your attention back to your breath.
Right.
This noticing and redirecting is at the very heart of mindfulness.
Beautifully put. When you're ready, like take one last deep breath. Open your eyes if they were closed, and gently return to this moment. How's that for you?
Even a quick check-in like that can create a surprising sense of calm and awareness.
I totally agree. The script then moves into the world of meditation for stress relief, taking mindfulness a step further.
Meditation isn't about emptying your mind. It's about creating a dedicated space to calm the mind and body. And with practice, it can help regulate your emotions and melt away stress.
It sounds amazing, especially for someone like me who tends to overthink everything. Can you walk us through a basic meditation?
Of course. Imagine yourself finding a comfortable position, either sitting on the floor or in a chair. The key is to keep your spine straight, but not stiff.
Hmm.
Let your hands rest gently on your lap and close your eyes if that feels comfortable.
Okay. Right. Now let's start with a few deep, conscious breaths. Breathe in through your nose, feeling your belly expand, and then exhale slowly through your mouth. Really feel the air moving in and out of your body.
As you breathe, take a moment to scan your body. Notice any areas of tension. Consciously soften your shoulders. Relax your jaw, release any tightness you're holding in your neck or back.
Now bring your attention to your natural breath. The script suggests using a counting technique to help you stay focused. As you inhale, mentally count one. As you exhale, count two. Continue counting up to 10, and then simply start back at one.
Right.
It's okay if you lose track, just gently begin again.
No, let's add a layer of visualization with each inhale. Imagine you're drawing in calm, soothing energy, and with each exhale, picture tension and stress leaving your body.
The script uses this beautiful image of a wave gently washing over you, relaxing every muscle and thought.
Exactly. Continue breathing and visualizing for a few more moments, then let go of the counting and simply rest in the feeling of calm that's been building when you're ready. Take a deep breath. Wiggle your fingers and toes and slowly open your eyes.
Even that short meditation feels incredibly grounding. And I love that the script emphasizes that the more we practice, the easier it becomes to tap into that calm, even in the midst of challenges.
That's the real magic of meditation. It's like building a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets.
That's a great way to put it. Speaking of tools, the script next dives into some breathing techniques for managing stress on the go. It's like having a secret weapon against stress tucked away in your back pocket.
These techniques are incredibly effective because they tap into the power of your breath to regulate your nervous system.
Yeah.
And the best part is you can do them anywhere, anytime.
Okay, I'm sold. Let's learn these stress-busting breathing techniques. What's first?
Let's start with box breathing, a technique used by Navy SEALs to stay calm under pressure. You ready to channel your inner SEAL?
Absolutely, let's do this.
Great, we'll guide our listener through it together first. Inhale slowly through your nose for a count of four.
Hold your breath for another count of four.
Now exhale slowly through your mouth for a count of four.
And hold your breath again for a count of four. We'll repeat this cycle a few more times.
What's fascinating here is how box breathing works.
Yeah.
By consciously controlling your breath, you're actually slowing down your heart rate, sending a signal to your body that it's safe to relax.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
It's like hitting the reset button on your nervous system.
Exactly. You're essentially shifting your body from that fight or flight mode to a state of calm and focus. It's a powerful technique, especially when you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious.
Yeah, I can see how this would be so valuable in high-pressure situations.
Yeah.
But what about everyday stress?
The script covers that, too. The next technique is called 4-7-8 breathing, and it's especially effective for anxiety relief.
Okay, tell me more. How does this one work?
This technique was developed by Dr. Andrew Weil, and it focuses on activating your body's natural relaxation response. Here's how it works. Breathe in quietly through your nose for a count of four.
Hold your breath for a count of seven.
And then exhale completely through your mouth for a count of eight, making a whooshing sound as you do.
We'll repeat that cycle a few times as well.
What's key here is that extended exhale, it helps release tension and sends a powerful message to your nervous system that it's okay to relax.
So it's like we're literally breathing out the stress and anxiety.
That's a great way to think about it. And the best part is you can use these breathing techniques anytime, anywhere, feeling stressed before a big presentation. Take a few moments to practice box breathing anxiety creeping in before a difficult conversation. Try the 4-7-8 technique.
It's like having a portable toolkit for managing stress. This is fantastic. We've learned so much already, and there's still more to come. But before we move on to the next part of our deep dive, I want to hear from you, our listener. What's resonating most with you so far?
Have any of these techniques sparked your curiosity? What are you most eager to try? Let us know. We'll be back soon to explore even more practical tips for finding calm in a busy world.
Welcome back to our deep dive into finding calm in a busy world. We've already uncovered some amazing techniques, but I'm ready to go even deeper. What else does this script have in store for us?
It's time to get really practical, you know, and address those specific challenges that tend to throw us off balance.
Okay.
Whether it's work deadlines, relationship stress, or just the general overwhelm of modern life, there are mindfulness strategies to help us navigate it all.
That's exactly what I need. I love that the script isn't about pretending stress doesn't exist. It's about giving us tools to handle it more skillfully.
Yeah, it's like learning to surf.
Oh, okay.
You can't control the waves, but you can learn to ride them with more confidence and grace.
I love that analogy. So let's break down those specific challenges. The script starts with work-related stress, something I think we can all relate to.
Absolutely. In our always-on culture, it's easy to blur the lines between work and personal life, leading to that feeling of constantly being on, even when we're not at work.
Ugh, it's like our brains never get a break. The script highlights the importance of setting clear boundaries between work and personal time. But how do we actually do that when it feels like work is constantly demanding our attention?
Well, it's about making conscious choices and creating a separation, both physically and mentally.
Cool.
This could mean setting specific work hours and sticking to them as much as possible, you know,
right,
turning off email notifications after a certain time, or resisting the urge to check work messages during evenings and weekends.
So it's not just about physically leaving the office, it's about mentally disconnecting as well.
Exactly. It's about reclaiming those evenings and weekends for ourselves, for rest, relaxation, and the things that bring us joy outside of work.
It makes sense. This script also talks about prioritizing tasks and delegating whenever possible. Sometimes I feel like I'm drowning in to-dos.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hard to know where to even begin.
That feeling of overwhelm is so common, but remember, you don't have to do it all yourself.
I wish.
Prioritizing means identifying the most important tasks and focusing your energy there, and delegating, whether it's at work or in your personal life, frees up time and mental space for those priorities.
This is about getting comfortable asking for help. That's something I definitely need to work on.
It's a powerful skill to develop, both for your own well-being and for creating a more collaborative environment around you.
The script also mentions incorporating mindfulness breaks throughout the workday. We touched on this earlier, but I'm curious to learn more about how to actually put this into practice.
It's easier than you might think. Even just a few minutes every hour can make a difference. Set a timer on your phone or computer to remind you to step away from your desk, stretch, take some deep breaths, or simply gaze out the window.
It's like hitting the pause button on the chaos of the workday.
Exactly. Those mini breaks allow you to reset, recharge, and return to your work with more focus and clarity.
That's such a simple but powerful idea. The script also mentions using visualization to create calm amidst a busy day. What did that look like in practice?
Visualization is about tapping into the power of your imagination to shift your mental state. Take a few moments to close your eyes and picture a place that brings you a sense of peace and tranquility. It could be a beach, a forest, a mountaintop, any place that evokes feelings of calm and relaxation.
I can already feel my shoulders relaxing just thinking about it.
And don't just visualize the scene. Engage your senses.
Oh, okay.
What do you hear? The gentle waves lapping on the shore, the rustling leaves in the forest. What do you smell? The salty air, the scent of pine needles. What do you feel? The warmth of the sun on your skin, the cool breeze.
It's like taking a mini vacation for the mind.
Exactly. Even a few minutes of this type of visualization can have a profound impact on your stress levels and your overall sense of well-being.
These are some amazing tips for managing work-related stress. But work isn't the only source of stress in our lives. Relationships can be challenging too. The script dives into that as well, right?
It does, and it emphasizes the importance of communication.
Okay.
Open and honest communication is the foundation of any healthy relationship, whether it's with a partner, family member, friend, or colleague.
That makes sense. But communication can be tricky, especially when emotions are running high.
Absolutely. That's why the script offers some helpful tips for communicating more effectively.
Ooh.
One powerful technique is using I statements to express your feelings and needs instead of saying, "You always make me feel." Try phrasing it as, "I feel when."
So it's about taking ownership of our emotions without blaming or accusing the other person.
Exactly. It's a subtle shift in language, but it can make a huge difference in how your message is received. It helps create a space for open dialogue and understanding rather than defensiveness and conflict.
Mm-hmm. That's such a valuable tip.
Yeah.
What else does the script suggest for effective communication?
It highlights the importance of active listening.
Okay.
This means truly paying attention to the other person, both to their words and their nonverbal cues.
So it's not just about hearing what they're saying, it's about understanding their message on a deeper level.
Right. It's about being present with the other person, making eye contact, and reflecting back what you've heard to make sure you understand their perspective.
It sounds like active listening is about creating a space where the other person feels truly heard and validated.
Exactly. And that sense of being heard is essential for resolving conflicts and building stronger relationships.
The script also mentions empathy. I'm curious to hear more about how empathy plays a role in communication and relationships.
Well, empathy is the ability to step into the other person's shoes and understand their experience, even if you don't agree with their perspective. It's about recognizing that everyone has their own unique experiences and perspectives that shape how they see the world.
So it's about moving beyond judgment and trying to see the situation through their eyes.
Exactly. Practicing empathy allows you to approach conflicts with more compassion and understanding, which paves the way for more constructive resolutions. It's about finding common ground and building bridges, even when there are differences.
Empathy sounds like such a powerful tool for navigating those tricky relationship dynamics we've covered, work stress and relationship stress. But what about the general sense of overwhelm that comes with our modern, always-on world? Script addresses that too, right?
Yeah, it does. And it calls this phenomenon information overload. It's that feeling of being bombarded with news, social media, and notifications leading to anxiety, restlessness, and difficulty focusing.
Yeah, it's like our brains are constantly on overdrive trying to process an endless stream of information.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely feel that. What does the script suggest for combating information overload?
It starts with setting boundaries with technology. This might involve limiting your screen time, establishing tech-free zones in your home, or scheduling specific times to check email and social media.
So it's about reclaiming control over our technology use rather than letting it control us.
Precisely. It's about being more intentional and discerning with the information we consume and the time we spend online.
The script also mentions digital minimalism.
Right.
I've heard that term, but I'm not entirely sure what it means. Can you explain it?
Sure. Digital minimalism is about being more selective with the technologies and digital tools we allow into our lives. It's about identifying the technologies that truly add value and letting go of those that distract us, drain our energy, or contribute to feelings of overwhelm.
So it's about decluttering our digital lives, just like we might declutter our homes.
That's a great way to think about it. It's about simplifying our digital landscapes and creating more space for the things that truly matter.
I love that idea. What other strategies does the script suggest for combating information overload?
It emphasizes the importance of cultivating presence and grounding in the physical world.
Okay.
This means spending time in nature, engaging in activities that bring you joy, and connecting with loved ones in person.
It's about counteracting the constant stimulation of the digital world with the grounding and restorative power of the natural world. I can see how that would be so beneficial.
This deep dive has been packed with valuable insights and practical techniques for managing stress. We've explored everything from mindfulness breaks to communication skills to digital minimalism. What's standing out for you so far?
I'm really drawn to the idea of digital minimalism. I think it's time for a digital detox. What about you? What are you finding most insightful?
I'm fascinated by the emphasis on empathy in communication. It's such a simple yet powerful concept that can transform our relationships. But I'm curious to hear from our listener what's resonating most with you. What techniques are you excited to try? Let us know. We'll be back soon for the final part of our deep dive, where we'll explore the crucial role of self-care in finding calm in a busy world.
Welcome back to the deep dive. We've explored mindfulness and meditation breathing techniques, communication skills, even digital minimalism.
It's been quite a journey.
It really has. But the script hints there's one more key ingredient to finding calm in a busy world.
Oh, definitely.
I'm excited to find out what it is.
It's all about self-care.
Okay.
Not just bubble baths and face masks, so those can be lovely.
Uh-huh.
But a deeper commitment to prioritizing our overall well-being.
Okay, I'm listening. Self-care can sometimes feel like just another item on the to-do list. You know, another thing to stress about.
I know what you mean.
How does the script frame it in a way that actually feels calming?
It's not about adding more tasks. It's about shifting our mindset. Think of it as a radical act of kindness towards yourself.
Okay.
It's about recognizing that you can't pour from an empty cup when you prioritize your physical, mental, and emotional health. You create a foundation for inner peace that ripples out into every area of your life.
I love that analogy. So where do we start? What are the essential elements of a truly nurturing self-care routine?
The script breaks it down to several key areas, starting with physical well-being.
Okay.
This means nourishing your body with enough sleep, nutritious food, and regular movement. These are the basic building blocks of energy and resilience.
Those are all things we know we should be doing, but it's easy to let them slip when life gets busy. Does the script offer any tips for making these healthy habits stick?
Instead of trying to overhaul everything at once, which can feel overwhelming, start small. Pick one or two areas you want to focus on and build from there. Maybe you commit to going to bed 30 minutes earlier each night or adding a 20-minute walk to your daily routine. Small changes consistently applied can create a powerful ripple effect.
That's reassuring. Feels much more manageable than trying to become a health guru overnight. What about mental well-being? How does that fit into the self-care picture?
Mental well-being is about engaging in activities that stimulate your mind, challenge you intellectually, and bring you joy. It's about feeding your curiosity and nurturing your passions.
So things like reading, learning a new language, taking a class, or even just spending time in nature, soaking up the beauty around us.
Exactly. What matters is finding those things that light you up, that make you feel alive and engaged. It's different for everyone.
I love that self-care isn't one size fits all. It's about discovering what truly nourishes you. The script also mentions emotional well-being. What does that entail?
Emotional well-being is about developing healthy coping mechanisms for dealing with stress and difficult emotions. It's about acknowledging your feelings, processing them in healthy ways, and seeking support when you need it.
So things like journaling, talking to a trusted friend or therapist, or even practicing mindfulness techniques like we discussed earlier.
Exactly. It's about building a toolbox of resources and strategies that you can draw upon when those challenging emotions inevitably arise.
It makes me think about the importance of building a support system, those people we can turn to when we need a listening ear or a shoulder to cry on.
That's a great point. Nurturing those connections is a vital part of self-care, and the script highlights this too, emphasizing social well-being as an essential element of a balanced life.
That makes sense. Yeah. Humans are social creatures. We're wired for connection.
Spending time with loved ones, nurturing those relationships, and engaging in activities that foster a sense of community, these are all acts of self-care that nourish our hearts and souls.
This has been such an eye-opening deep dive. We've covered so much ground, from mindfulness to meditation to self-care, and I feel like I have a whole new toolkit for navigating the ups and downs of life.
It's been a fascinating journey, hasn't it? And I love how the script reminds us that self-care isn't about striving for perfection. It's about progress, not perfection. It's about showing up for yourself with compassion and making conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and spirit.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one key takeaway you hope our listener will walk away with?
Finding calm is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel grounded and at peace, and there will be days when you feel overwhelmed and stressed. Be kind to yourself. Keep practicing those techniques we've explored, and trust that you're moving in the right direction. Even small steps can lead to big shifts in your well-being.
Beautifully said. It's a reminder that we have the power to cultivate more calm in our lives, even amidst the chaos. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into finding calm in a busy world.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you found these insights valuable, and we'd love to hear what resonated most with you. What small step will you take today to invite more peace into your life? Until next time, be well and be kind to yourself and the other.